From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry calling the latest UN sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. UN Security Council unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its weapons programs. These latest sanctions follow the November launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which North Korea contends could deliver nuclear warheads to the U.S. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move is provocative and would only cause more bloodshed. The angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement that those weapons would be used in an effort to help the country fight against the Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of Ukraine. Here is U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis.
Defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. And clearly, Ukraine is not an aggressor since it's their own territory where the fighting is happening.
Critics of the move say selling lethal arms to Ukraine threatens to escalate tensions between the United States and Russia, which annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States has been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in 2008. Lawmakers from the governing coalition who hold a majority are pressing for a vote to abolish the court. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appointed a recently retired army general and a defense official as the country's ruling party vice presidents. Sebastian Mofu has more now from Harare.
In a statement Saturday, George Charamba, the spokesman for Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa, said General Constantino Chiwenga and Defense Minister Kembo Muhadi have been appointed the ZANU-PF's party vice presidents. It was General Chiwenga in November who led the apparent coup that forced President Robert Mugabe to resign. Chiwenga becomes the third general in Mnangagwa's cabinet. Opposition leader Welshman Ncube is highly concerned about this trend, which began last month with the army's involvement in ZANU-PF's succession politics. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Dozens were killed when a bus fell into a river in western India. Survivors saying the bus was speeding to overtake another vehicle when it crashed through the bridge railing, falling into the river below. So far, authorities have recovered 32 bodies, at least another 10 others injured. An Israeli court has freed without charges three men from Turkey who had been arrested on suspicion of assaulting police outside a Jerusalem holy site contested by Jews and Muslims. Police spokesperson Mickey Rosenfeld said the three had tried to reach the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where they planned to take part in a demonstration. Nick Kaufman is the defense counsel.
The court rejected the police's argument, which was basically that they were liable to interfere with police investigation, and also that they posed a threat to the general community. It was obvious that this case was a politically charged case, and the judge rightly released them. In fact, the police asked for an extension of the custody for the purpose of filing an appeal, and that request was rejected also.
The men were taken into custody as Israel confronted a weekly surge of protest against U.S. President Donald Trump's December 6th recognition of Jerusalem as its capital. In his newly unveiled national security strategy, President Trump vows, in his words, to ensure the balance of power remains in America's favor in key regions of the world. The Indo-Pacific region led the list, identified by the White House, followed by Europe as well as the Middle East. How Washington will accomplish the strategic goal still being closely watched, as China, also identified as a rival, shows no sign of lessening its interest in the region.
That's the latest world news from VOA.